This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to know a few things that we've kind of not talked about in quite some time. We haven't talked about John Durham. There's been no discussion on the left media about Tara Reid. In fact, she's the one who's accused Joe Biden of sexual assault. And there's not a single leftist that's cried out. I mean, of note, Alyssa Milano, all these people that were at the Kavanaugh hearings, not any of them have cried out about this. Nobody's coming to her aid. Just saying. Hunter Biden, I don't know whether he's paid his child support or not. We haven't heard much from Hunter or about Hunter. We haven't heard much about his Russian connection. You haven't heard much about his China connection. You would think with China in the news, Hunter would be front and center. We haven't talked about Hunter Biden. We haven't talked about all the countries who said that this cure that Donald Trump talked about for the Chinese Wuhan virus works. Bahrain came out not long ago and said it works. We haven't talked a whole lot about Chicago. I'm just skipping around, giving you some ideas about things that are missing from the media. Chicago violence, 13 people were killed in a single day. I mentioned it the other day, but we didn't cover it because there are too many other things on our minds, right? Trying to stay alive in this quarantine lockdown situation. So we got that. We have people being released from prison. One guy got released from prison on a furlough because of the coronavirus, Chinese Wuhan, and he raped a toddler. Yeah, we have the story. I haven't talked about it yet. I'm just telling you some things that we've missed. Clinton and Mills. They're being sued. They're supposed to go to court and have to explain themselves, and they're asking the court to throw out the case. We haven't gotten an update on that. We haven't gotten an update on the Awan brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and all that. Haven't heard her name in a while, have we? Yeah, we haven't had there was a story about the FBI dropping certain investigations on high-profile people. They just sort of go away. This is during the time of Comey. We haven't had a chance to cover that either, have we? 400,000 anchor babies were born in the United States. When I say anchor babies, I'm talking about illegal babies, people that came over just to drop their babies. That was more than the number of babies who were born to American citizens. You understand that tipping point? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. I just want to remind you how quickly you can dismiss a cycle. Donald Trump was supposed to be, the left were enthralled over his taxes. I will never forget the amount of hoopla. We got to get Donald Trump's taxes. Donald Trump's taxes. That's what's going to do it for him. That was going to be their saving grace to get Donald Trump. I haven't heard a single story, a single report about going after Donald Trump's taxes in the last year. Not one. That was so critical. We have to understand where his money goes. Blah, 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 blah. Rachel Maddow was opening his taxes like Al Capone's vault. That was all the rave. Nothing. Then it moved to impeachment, right? They had tipped their hands from the moment Donald Trump won. We got impeached. When he started accomplishing things, impeachment became raucous. We've got to impeach. 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 Did you hear what he just said? Impeach. And they impeached him. And now what? I'm just giving you some things to think about. Robert Mueller was the brightest bulb in the box, man. Where is he? Why are we not talking about him? James Comey. Now, I know I referenced Durham, but I'm saying these are things that I'm still going, where are all these things going to come out? Barack Obama is implicated in a ton of stuff. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, there are investigations going on of the Clinton Foundation. When do we learn this stuff? Just giving you some food for thought. CrowdStrike, they were part of this whole thing. Where did Bruce Orr and those guys work for? What was that company? All the law firm. I mean, it's just so much. and we aren't covering a fraction of it. Not a fraction. I don't even know where to go from here. Do we talk about Tara Reid? Women have a right to tell their story. Reporters have an obligation to rigorously vet those claims. That's what Biden's campaign manager said when we were talking about Kavanaugh. But now that the shoe is on the Biden foot, which, by the way, is in his mouth, no such conversation. It's a double standard. Now, look, the news cycle moves fast. We are part of it because I'm telling you, to keep people's interest in coming back to read your stuff, which, by the way, at theblacksphere.net, we write the best, most clever stuff. Oh, Kevin, you guys need a better editor. Well, then be an editor for us. You get the gist of what we say. You know why we need a better editor? Because we have a black editor that looks a lot like me, sounds a lot like me, and I'd fire him, except it's me. And when you write your own stuff, you don't always have time to edit. You don't see it the same way as an editor. But the points are made, and they're good points, and you get them. So go read it. Go pass it along. Lord knows, Google and Facebook and Twitter, they don't want my stuff getting out there. So it's your obligation to do it. Same with this show. You should be putting it out there. So my point to all of this is that there's so many news stories circulating. So many things out there that we could be involved in. You can't cover it all. I try to go back and remind you so you'll go, you know, Kevin, I hadn't thought about that. Joe Biden and Ukraine and his brother and sister and all these people that are benefiting from Joe's relationships. And look, I get it. I've told you guys, I think the Democrats are going after Joe Biden. I think that even the fact that we know the name Tara Reid is a big deal. But all I can tell you is they should be talking about this stuff. If any of this were Trump, it would be full. I'm just saying, the taxes. If they had dirt on Trump with taxes, we would still be talking about it. Remember when Adam Schiff said he had absolute proof of Trump's collusion? Nothing. We don't hold anybody's feet to the fire because we're too busy jumping from topic to topic to topic. I said the other day, Biden better hope and pray that this Chinese pandemic in America ends, not for the sake of the country, but because of his political future, because Cuomo is now stealing the spotlight. I believe that. I believe Biden better get off his butt and figure this out pretty quick, or he's going to be persona non grata. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about when we get back. I don't know what.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President pretty much has us under a month of quarantine. We're under lockdown. And I'm curious about how that makes you feel. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. How does that make you feel? Do you feel as if you are essential? Or do you feel non-essential? Apparently, if you're at home and you're forced to stay at home, you're not able to go to work due to the quarantine, your business is shut down for whatever reason, then you should consider yourself non-essential. So let's just jump right into it. Schools are non-essential, which means teachers are non-essential, principals are non-essential, other administrators are non-essential. You have taken over the role of educating your kids. We got the official notification in Arizona that school is out for the rest of the year. I'm guessing this is the case for most of the kids. So over a month of the school year is 9 months, give or take, right? One of those months, one ninth of the time, you are the person who is going to be teaching your child. 1 month out of 9. You think you're going to get teacher's pay? You think they're going to give you a rebate on your taxes that you pay for schools because of that? No, no, no. You know what they tell you? They say, well, we're giving you a curriculum over the internet that you should work out with your child. Now, you may be like me. You're able to absorb it. You can figure it out. Get a friend to come over. You do it, whatever. Lord knows we're not traveling. So, you know, for the most part. So you're able to monitor it. But how good are you? Were you a good student? And did you know, were you good at doing curriculum and managing your kids in terms of school? I mean, didn't we come to rely on the education system of America, or do we not? But how do they address that? I'm just curious. What about, they go, well, you don't have a job right now, so we're going to pay you back $1,200 or whatever they're going to give you. So you're being paid to teach your kid or to stay at home. But what if your job pays you $50,000 a year or month or whatever? And it isn't the amount of money that the government says it's going to give you. And not to mention, it doesn't matter. You're the one paying the government for your taxes. Whether you live in an apartment or certainly if you live in a home, part of your tax base goes to fund schools. I'm just saying. What are the non-essential businesses versus the essential business? I was asking this because I said, what if you are a gardener? Home Depot's essential. I mean, Ace Hardware, these stores, to most people, maybe they're not. Not essential at all. I know grocery stores are essential. Medical facilities are technically essential. Overhyped. Because, as I said, Todd Starnes and others were making videos of the hospitals in New York that were supposedly overrun with coronavirus patients, Chinese Wuhan patients, and there was nobody. It was like, where's the run? This is a scary. If you think about it, the politics at play are very scary. And here's why. It can get people to panic to give up their rights. Immediately, governors all over the country are going, stay-at-home orders. If you're not essential, I was told by one of my friends, you've got to have a special piece of paper that says, I'm going to my job. Don't stop me, officer. What is your non-essential job? Here, I was told we all have something to do. Well, my job is in marketing. You know, and I can do it from remotely from home or whatever. Maybe you used to do it at Starbucks. You could do that from home. But is it non-essential? What's non-essential? How do we keep the world going and still live in this quarantine over a disease, a virus that was supposed to kill 2 million people, a million people, that has killed less than 5,000? And, you know, look, I get why the president is erring on the side of caution. When the mayor, the governor of Arizona, Ducey, I happen to know Ducey, when he gave the order, I knew why. It's politics. Donald Trump saying, not on my watch are you going to get anywhere close to these numbers. And as I explained the other day, he's saying, look, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'm not going to give the Democrats any ammunition. And if it tanks the economy for a little while, so be it. Now, I don't know about you. I applied for my my hardship money. Absolutely. We run multiple companies. I still have to keep these people employed. And I don't have a ton of employees, but I have a few. And I'm going, extend your mortgages and do what you need to do. And I'm going to do the same thing here. I'm going to have the money to put back into the economy very quickly because it's my money to begin with. Anyway, the politics. So I saw this. There's a doctor from MIT who's been very vocal. He's an Indian guy. He ran for, I don't know, Senate or something in Massachusetts, but he's a very, very smart guy. And he sent this video, and it says, everybody talks about France, Denmark, and Sweden as being the best places for this, you know, for how the world adjusts to pandemics and things like this. And here's what he says, this thing in a video that he sent out. He says, Denmark's parliament on Thursday night unanimously passed an emergency coronavirus, Chinese Wuhan virus law, which gives health authorities power to force testing, treatment, and quarantine with the backing of the police. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, if we don't know if you have it, I mean, we should be able to force that because that's a public health thing. Yeah, but what if I don't feel sick? You going to test me anyway? And what if the treatment kills 3% of the people? Am I required to put myself at risk? They say, I mean, I don't know about the treatment for this, but treatments for other diseases may cause other side effects. Forced? I mean, amazing. This is forced testing, treatment, and quarantine. This is what they did in China. I think we've got a audio clip of a video of how under surveillance you are in China that we'll play later in the broadcast. It's amazing. I mean, have you guys been to the UK? Yeah. Okay. Well, in the UK, they got lots of cameras. And some people say it's great. I think it's a great thing that they've got cameras because they can track crime literally going across that entire camp. I mean, it's just, you were at this corner at this time, here, 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 and here. Now, if you're up to dirty, you may not like it, but in terms of tracking bad guys, it's amazing. It's not looking for philanderers. If it's used for that, then it's great. But boy, it is the nanny state. But I will tell you, it is nothing compared to China. Nothing. These people can track you from the moment you arrive to wherever you go. If you try to get off the grid in China, man, you better know some people. But yeah, so force testing, and the Chinese were dragging people out of cars and all kinds of stuff. But it's scary to me how far we're willing to let a government go, all for the proposed idea of safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic National Committee is postponing the party's presidential convention in Milwaukee to August 17th, the week before the Republican Party's convention. The delay from July 13th came after likely nominee Joe Biden publicly called on the convention to be rescheduled in response to the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of Americans are filing for first-time unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says more than 6.6 million Americans sought those benefits as the economic effects from the coronavirus worsen. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says that number may not even be accurate.
The true number is actually much higher. We know, for example, that there's probably no state in the country who has an unemployment system that is prepared to take in the vast volume of people that are trying to reach them.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fake news CNN needed a ratings boost because too many travelers are unable to go to, you know, to travel these days. So there's not enough eyes on CNN at airports. That's where they get the majority of their ratings. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So, CNN is struggling as a network. I think the networks are struggling in general because the news is based on Trump. A lot of, businesses are struggling for different reasons, but CNN has been struggling for being fake news. They're not interesting. They don't have interesting people. It is pretty much self-serving government, anti-Trump government news, I guess would be the best way to put it. It is a mouthpiece for the leftist. There's no secret to that. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know that you don't recognize with your own brand of common sense. So, in the time of the quarantine, CNN had to come up with something that was spectacular. How do we generate news that's non-Trump related but is Trump related? So they decided to do a publicity stunt. And in a memo to employees, CNN announced that Chris Fredo Cuomo had been diagnosed with the Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, I'm going to play this video at some point because we're going to do the next two segments about these clowns. But I watched Fredo interview his older brother, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and he didn't look any worse for wear. Now, I didn't know that he had contracted the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus at the time of his interview with his brother, and you could tell he was remote, and his brother was, in a studio-like environment, but Fredo was at his home. You could tell it was a Skype-type interview. So anyway, if you're going to announce that one of your team has the dreaded virus, as CNN did, then I'd like to see him looking like death eating a cracker, you know, looking like one of the people from The Walking Dead or something. But he looked normal. He looked like he just didn't have on enough makeup and that it was a Skype interview. Have you done one of these with a friend? I'm sure you have, you know, because when the TV, you remember in Aliens when the person would wake the person up and they had this TV thing and we thought that was so cool. Like it seemed like it was going to be millions of years away. And it's nothing now to you know, what they call, they got a thing on Apple phones where you do it. I don't know what it's called because I don't have an Apple. I'm not a bigot. I don't have that kind of money. But anyway, they have an app where if you've got Apple, you guys can talk to each other through this thing. So, yeah, that's kind of what it looked like these guys were doing. Anyway, hype. As if the hype of the Chinese Wuhan virus has gone unnoticed on you, you now have another shot to be aghast. Because Fredo is going to continue his show at 9 p.m. He says he's feeling well, according to the network. So, Fredo Cuomo has the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. They make an announcement at CNN that he's got it. He broadcasts, you know, with his brother, and then shortly after that, they make the announcement. He's got the virus. Well, I just saw him on TV, and he looked like himself without makeup. Now, the brothers Cuomo essentially have their own reality show. Because younger brother of the most powerful man in New York grapples with a debilitating illness. And big brother, Andrew, the governor, can only watch his little bro suffers. Big brother, what can you do for me as I'm dying? I don't know, little brother, but I will do everything that I can. Will he survive? And did he infect his entire family? He seemed concerned for his wife and children, but I haven't heard about him getting tested. I haven't heard about the results. Whatever. It was all about Fredo and Big Brother Andrew. It could have been the, when I think about it, it reminds me of that scene from The Mask, if you saw that movie. Funny movie. I can't stand Jim Carrey, but it is a funny movie. He's like, it was the one-armed man. If the life-saving Trump cocktail is offered, will Fredo take it if his health worsens? Or will he choose to take one for the team and just die? Will Big Brother need to give a life-saving transfusion to Fredo? After all, it would be great television, and it could propel, dun-dun-dun-dun, a presidential run. Look, this has all the trappings of a publicity stunt. Tune in tomorrow, folks, as the Big Apple turns. You remember the music? You guys don't remember the music from those old soap operas. My grandmother used to watch those old soap as the world turns. And we have an intro that Dave Perkins did. One of my first producers, Dave, did. It's hysterical. I may even use that now as we do the Chinese Wuhan update and we do As the World Turns. Because I'm telling you, this is nothing but a publicity stunt. And it was funny. They're trying to make news from nothing. And here's what Brian Stelter tweeted of Fredo's potential death sentence. It says, breaking. CNN anchor. Chris Cuomo has been diagnosed with COVID-19. The network just informed staffers in New York. Chris is feeling well and will continue anchoring from his home. Wow. He feels well enough to continue doing his, wait a minute, here it comes, folks. Kevin Jackson about to get all in your grill. His essential job. Yeah, because we need Chris Cuomo. It's essential that we have him. And what a scoop for Brian Stelter. CNN is fortunate to have such competent anchors reporting news about each other. Interestingly, according to the network that Fredo represents, the third case involving employees in the CNN office, he's the third case. So I'm guessing the two other earlier cases of the dreaded Chinese coronavirus that broke out at CNN, population 1,000 people more in New York, three cases, none of them rated making this big announcement that CNN had the coronavirus. It took Chris Cuomo, Fredo, getting the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Oops, did I screw up and call it the coronavirus? I meant the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Before they decided to do anything. two other nobodies didn't make the news cycle. Note to Fredo and CNN. I will be more inclined to believe Fredo is sick if you make a reality show of him actually being sick. Until then, I'm going to consider this to be fake news. If the dude can go home, do his job, interview his governor brother, by the way, that was such, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, such a farce, but he can go do that, make the announcement, say to everybody, I'm okay, I'm just worried about my wife and my son, and I hope everybody's okay there, and, you know, but don't tell us, yeah, they got tested, and they're fine, but I'm hunkered down in the basement trying to stay away from my wife and my kids, and we'll see if everybody's okay, but hey, did I mention, this is about me. Kathy Griffin, she faked having the Chinese Wuhan virus as part of a publicity stunt. And I said this before. I said there are going to be these so-called celebrities that we're going to see outing themselves with the coronavirus like it's the next porn tape. Remember, you heard it here. Soon all these Holly weirdos are going to admit, I have the dreaded Chinese coronavirus, Chinese Wuhan virus. And then you're going to see them hunkered down in their gated communities inside of their fat mansions, toughing it out without servants and staffers in view of the camera. And then, miraculously, people, they will all survive. And they're going to emerge. Makeup artists, you know, they have green rooms set up in their homes. They're going to emerge. And they're going to be looking as fabulous because they got their personal trainers coming up. Life for them is not going to change at all. And then they're going to hold award shows for each other. Best Chinese Wuhan virus survivor. And then they'll talk of their courage. And they will say things like, I rode out the Chinese Wuhan virus with no makeup. What solidarity they provided for their ugly feminist brothers and sisters. I've asked many times on this show, where are the celebrities, the notable people who are dying from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus? Tom Hanks and his wife got it first. They survived. Idris Alba, something like that? He's doing quite well in isolation. So what celebrity is willing to step up and make themselves a teachable moment for the rest of the world and succumb to the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus?
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, getting you the update to the Chinese Wuhan saga in New York City. The question was asked at the end of the last program, will Fredo Cuomo make this a teachable moment for the rest of the world and succumb to the Chinese Wuhan virus? Will he abandon the good life and become a martyr? Go jihad on the Chinese Wuhan virus and live in the hearts and minds of Holly weirdos and other leftists forever? Tune in tomorrow. Oh, it is tomorrow. 99% survival rate. I'm betting no. Fredo's not going to can him. He's not going to end it. Because as we learned, as I said in the previous segment, Fredo Cuomo of CNN, who has contracted the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, I don't know where from. I would be checking out the ladies of the evening near the CNN place if I were them. But wherever he got it, he's still going to broadcast at 9 p.m. Eastern every night on CNN from his bunker in his home. He's very concerned about his family, though, but he's more concerned about the public and his TV show. No scripting or documenting of what's happening in Fredo's bunker, because then people might stop buying the narrative of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. We got to sell that. And look, Donald Trump's smart. He's playing along. He's going, you know what? If you think a million people are going to die and I can have less than 10,000 die, I'm going to come out smelling like a rose. Let's face it. He looks really good. Have you seen the polls? But I want to continue because I want to talk about this whole Fredo thing again. Because in December of 2013, Cuomo made a promise that in order to protect his objectivity as a journalist, he wouldn't interview his brother, Andrew Cuomo, about politics. He says, they would say, when do you cross the line? Hey, how do you not know when not to do it? He's like, oh, well, when it's about politics, I can't talk to my bro. That's when I don't talk to him. So anyway, I want to focus on how he's essentially broken that over the last bit of time. And here's a clip of him talking about a train wreck that happened in New York City, and he interviewed his brother. So let's start there.
This morning on New Day, Chris Cuomo interviewed New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who also happens to be his brother.
When you went to the scene, you got there very quickly yesterday. What was it like?
Well, what you missed from the pictures, Chris, is as the cars skidded along the dirt, the windows broke out, the doors opened, and they were picking up stones, rocks, dirt, tree limbs were flying through the cars. So the actual cars were filled with debris, filled with dirt.
And Chris Cuomo is joining me now. Talk to your brother, the governor of New York, this morning on New Day, getting new information. We're going to get to your relationship, unique relationship, the fact that we were able to get so much information because of you with your brother. But first, in terms of new information tonight, what do you know about this derailment?
The brakes, the biggest question. They now know that the brakes were only applied seconds before the derailment. Why so late?
Mm-hmm.
Two possibilities before you jump to the conclusion of must not have been done in time. We don't know, according to the NTSB, if the operator tried to use them and they didn't function, which is what he says.
He said he tried hitting the brakes and it didn't work.
So they don't know, but they do know that the brakes were not applied until very late. And that's, of course, a huge question mark because, look, you have these families who lost loved ones. They deserve to know what happened. You have all the commuters who need to know what happened, right?
Right.
Then you have the duty of the rest of us to make sure people have confidence in the system and that the investigation is carried out the right way.
You handle the interview with your brother, who is the governor of the state. You mentioned that, yes, this is in the hands of the NTSB at the federal level. But you have this unique relationship with Andrew Cuomo, which has helped us lead this story and have all this crucial information. And so we here at CNN are very grateful, right, for that relationship. You look to Twitter today and some people have criticized, why is a Cuomo interviewing a Cuomo? Let me just read two tweets. One, call me old-fashioned, but I feel like CNN ought to have had someone not in Cuomo interview Governor Cuomo. And one more, no other journalists available? How do you respond, Chris Cuomo, to those criticisms?
There's a lot here. One, reporting is all connections, right? One of my regrets would be that my brother didn't give me any exclusive information that he didn't give other people. That would have been nice. Then I would have felt that all the criticism is well worthwhile. But, you know, Brooke, this is something that I've considered probably more than most, the sensitivity of how to separate family from the profession of journalism, given my background, given my family, people who I'm very, very proud to be with. You know, my family's everything to me. But I knew there was no conflict here. There's no question of conflict because he's got a job to do. So do I. This was all fact-based, and it's something that didn't involve him in terms of the accountability. See, that changes everything. If there's something that's been done wrong in the state level that he deserves to get hammered, he's got to answer for it, right? I wouldn't put myself in that position because it's going to raise questions of conflict. If it were politics, I wouldn't do it.
This was matter of fact. At what point would you say, no, I can't interview him?
I mean, it's obvious. If it's about his political career, his political actions, or things that he must answer for, that's for somebody else to do, and we have so many. Somebody sitting to my right now who is every bit as capable, if not more so, of doing that interview. I knew there was no conflict.
All right, no conflict. Well, how about this interview that he did with his brother while he was, by the way, sick with the Chinese Wuhan virus? How about this interview where he says to his brother, essentially, you're going to be running for president? Yeah, let me just let you hear this real quick, and then I'm going to give you some things that he has said about his brother. Anyway, you'll get it.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president? Tell the audience.
No. No.
No, you won't answer?
No, I answered. The answer is no.
No, you're not thinking about
it? Sometimes it's one word. I said no.
Have you thought about it?
No.
Are you open to thinking about it?
No.
Might you think about it at some point?
No.
How can you know what you might think about at some point right now?
Because I know what I might think about and what I won't think about. But you're a great interviewer, by the way.
Appreciate it. Learn from the best. The point is this. What do you think of him trying to play you against Biden? That's what's going on here. He's trying to say Joe Biden is weak. Look, even Cuomo is stronger than he is, and he's not even running. What's your response?
Again, that's your interpretation of what you think the president was saying. I know Joe Biden many, many years. I worked with him when he was vice president. He has been a tremendous asset to the state of New York when he was vice president with President Obama. So I've worked with him on a professional level. I know him very well personally. I can't say enough good things about Joe Biden. So I think he's a great public servant. I think he has been extraordinary on a number of levels. I think he's a good man. I think he has a good heart. I think he has a good soul. I think he's well-meaning. He's knowledgeable as heck. He has wisdom. And I think he's a leader. You know, at one point, Chris, it comes down to a simple concept. It's about leadership, right? Mm. The experience, the wisdom, the capacity to do the job. Not just think about it, not just talk about it, not just tweet about it. Do the job. And Joe Biden is a guy who does the job for real Americans, right?
Dear Lord, torturous. But I want to get to some of the things that he said about his brother. With all this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president? Pretty much a setup question. On March 23rd, Cuomo asked Cuomo, what is the day like now? How is it managing a situation like this? I'm not talking emotionally. I'm just saying in terms of the daily activities. What is it like? Another question from the same show. Let me ask you something. Why do you think New York is getting so much attention right now? People have a spotlight on you, and they're watching your pressers every day. What do you think it's about personally? Next question after that. You're the man right now. Why is that? And another, do you think that when you assess this, people who don't know you, obviously you raised me, so I understand how you do things because you taught me. But in assessing, what was the right move that you've made so far and what was the wrong move you've made? Because the president talks about learning things and he talks about washing hands. I don't know how profound the lesson that is. What have you learned on your level? And another, so it's going to get worse. The hospitalizations are increasing. You want people to know that even though it's a tough message to deliver, that type of tough talk has had people recognize you in a different way, even though you've been doing this job a long time.
Join us next time for another strange journey down the twisted road of leftist ideology as the worldview turns. Coming soon to a radio near you, courtesy of the Black Sphere.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.